Welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a rapid-fire listen on events, promotions, ticket deals, a trivia question, and we wrap it up with a bit of Shocker history. This week's trivia question, who is the first Shocker softball player named Missouri Valley Conference or American Athletic Conference Player of the Year? Choices are A, shortstop Tina Lewis, B, first baseman Casey Williams, C, shortstop Sydney McKinney. Stick around to the end for the answer. Shocker Baseball, coming off of winning a series versus ECU over the weekend, plays BYU on Tuesday at 3 p.m. That game is moved up because of weather concerns. 3 p.m. Tuesday at X Stadium. Cougars are making a tour through the Sunflower State. They played at Kansas State last weekend. They are at KU this weekend. It is 2-for-1 Tuesday at X Stadium. That means GA tickets are 2-for-1 prices, and there's $2 concession deals. Weather permitting, fireworks after the game. Shockers play at Rice this weekend before returning for their home games against Oral Roberts and Memphis next week. Shocker softball is at the AAC Championship as the fifth seed in Tampa, Florida. Wichita State plays either Tulsa or UTSA at 3 p.m. Wednesday. The winner advances to play four-seeded North Texas on Thursday at 11 a.m., semifinals on Friday, championship game on Saturday. WSU Track hosts the Shocker Open on May 9th. Shockers are preparing for the AAC Outdoor Championship, which is May 15th through the 17th. In Charlotte, North Carolina. Your trivia answer is A. Shortstop Tina Lewis was named MVC Player of the Year in 2003. Lewis, from Bishop Carroll Catholic High School, hit .349 as a senior with 16 stolen bases, 8 doubles, and 2 triples. She compiled a 25-game hitting streak that season. This week in Shocker history, May 7th, 2023, Phoenix Suns guard Landry Shamet scores 19 points, making 5 of 8 three-pointers in a 129-124 win over Denver in the Western Conference semifinals. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.